I'm pleased we have somebody here for public comment. So could you please, if you wouldn't mind coming to the lectern and just tell us, introduce yourself. And I know you're here to speak about a naming issue, and we're anxious to hear from you.
Good afternoon. My name is Sandy Williams, and I'm president and founder of United Veterans of Buffalo. And I'm here today to ask you, the Board of Trustees, if you would adopt a resolution to recommend to the Buffalo Common Council to rename the East Delavan Branch Library in honor of the late Leroy I. Coles, Jr. I know you might be familiar with this subject. We've had several letters submitted, and I did see the new policy that went through regarding the Buffalo Branch Libraries, that all requests are to be made to the Buffalo Common Council President or the mayor, and which we did so. But I just think that it would help to bring this, you know, to come along for approval if you would adopt a resolution. I'm asking for your help. Mr. Leroy I. Coles is deserving of this tribute. He made a huge impact on the community. I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Coles in my senior year of high school back in 1977. I was his high school intern, and I was able to, I saw firsthand the strong passion that he had for the city of Buffalo. And I admired how he wanted to improve the quality of life for the citizens of Buffalo and Erie County. I was able to shadow with them. I got, you know, I went around to the community centers with them on a daily basis. Back then, there was several community centers that was active in the city of Buffalo that the Urban League overseed. Mr. Leroy I. Coles was the president and CEO of the Buffalo Urban League for over 26 years. He was well known throughout the community. He was a United States Army veteran who served honorably in the Army, served this country. And like again, he made a huge impact on the community. Congressman Brian Higgins honored him. I submitted a copy of the congressional record upon Mr. Coles' retirement. He recognized him for the House of Representatives. So again, I'm just asking for your support. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you so much for coming.
I'd like to add to Trustee Ricks, who was advocating this before she went on sick leave. Mm-hmm. So, and I know that Crystal People is very interested in making this change the name of the library. So it's really the city's decision, though. It's a matter of, I mean, we might make good recommendations, but it's really the city's ultimate decision.
I did submit several letters of support. I got a letter of support from the former mayor of the city of Buffalo, Anthony Masiallo, who knew Mr. Coles.
His reputation, you don't explain, at least that to me.
Crystal People Stokes.
Well, we've discussed this issue previously when this was before we created the policy. I can't speak for everybody, but I think the sense of the board is that there's, you'll get no argument that Mr. Coles is certainly worthy of this honor. The question for us is, which we will, I think what we're probably going to do is begin this at the committee level, is how best to respond to these types of inquiries, requests to, you know, go on the record recommending that. So we will certainly take up your request for a resolution supporting this with the committee, and we will deal with it. And I want you to know that I'm very grateful for you coming out, and obviously, I think it's a good idea. I mean, one of the concerns we had that isn't really a concern here is, you know, we need to make sure that when we do this, it's somebody of a sufficient stature. But I think we have that here, and I don't think there's any question.
I was just approached the other day by someone who is interested to see if the West Side Library, I forget which one, could be changed to a Hispanic gentleman. I forgot his name, but I told him that, you know, you probably need to talk to him, come to here, and then, but ultimately it's the city's decision.
Yes, their building.
Yeah.
But I think it's wonderful that you're advocating for this, and we're going to take up your issue. Any other public comment?
Yes.
Sir, would you please come up to the lectern, tell us your name, and whatever's on your mind.
My name is Harvey Adams, and I'm a City of Buffalo resident. And I know you were speaking earlier about the archival and with Mark Twain and so on, and I was just wondering, in the future, I know an art gallery and library are separate and so on, but given the history of Buffalo, why we do not, is there any action to preserve in our archival any indigenous sort of pieces and so on? I know we have a grave of Mark Twain and so on, but in this region, we do have an indigenous heritage, and I know, like, I have so much of Toronto, the Art Gallery of Ontario, and they have, like, a whole indigenous
exhibit
and so on, and, you know, and in the region, there is nothing. Like, I know our knots, they're mostly, you know, postmodern and impressionism and all that and stuff, but there isn't anything in the region for indigenous works, and in the future, will they be, like, will the library look to have a showcase and archiving of
when you say indigenous,
pieces?
Do you mean Indian?
Native American?
Yeah. Native American,
yeah. Yeah. Be like, well, that's the term that is,
Who can comment
like,
on what we
with
have?
With Mark Twain, I know we have that. Yeah.
So let me, if it's all right, if I make a comment on it. I, you bring up some really wonderful points, and I thank you for doing that. I'm Mary Jean Jacobowski, I'm the director. We have a wonderful collection of Curtis Indian prints in our rare book group, which we actually have had on exhibit in collaboration with the Albright Knox Art Gallery. We have other items as well, including Indian treaties. We have a lot of, we are a federal depository, so we do have the federal depository collection. That is not in our rare book room, it's in our special collection. It is something that we write, you know, can bring out at any time. If there are particular artifacts or printed works or documents that you are aware of that are in the community and perhaps are looking for a home, please ask them to reach out to us. We are more than willing to take a look at those items and see how we can, if possible, fit them into our collection if, in fact, you know, somebody is willing to donate them over to us. We also have a tremendous, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with our Frankie Merriweather Junior Branch Library, which has an African American resource room. So we do have a very in-depth collection of African American resources, including various artifacts. So we do collect in those areas. Our rare book and special collections is what I refer to as an open collection. We continue to bring things into those collections. So I would look very much forward to hearing more about what is out there locally and what we are doing. And I'm looking over here at Anne, and I'm thinking about the Hispanic Heritage Council has been collecting artifacts and paper works of the Hispanic community, and looking for that local story, and they have a digitization project with us in order to get that information back out into the community. So we do a lot of these things. It's just a matter of making those connections. So I would be more than willing.
I can mention that. Semi off the record, but we are currently working on a brand new museum for the Seneca Nation down in Salamanca. My company.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
It is in the work also.
I didn't know that until he just said that.
That probably shouldn't be in the record.
What record?
It is. Yes,
what shouldn't be in the record?
Thank you very much.
He didn't say it. I didn't hear it.
But let me just make one final comment. We have an archival role, but we are first and foremost a library.
Yes.
So if there were something, and when I worked at the UN, I worked at the Working Group for Indigenous People, so this, believe me, this is near and dear to my heart. I think if we are going to have a collection of valuable Native American or Indigenous art, it really should be at an art gallery or a museum, and we can support that.
Absolutely.
But that's not part of our core mission, and we're sort of that's the key. When I talked about it earlier, I was talking about the sort of the delicate balance that we have to have as a library, as the custodian of important things. But you know, we still have to remember our core mission is that of a library and not a museum.
Okay. Oh, yes. This is just a reason I had not seen.
No, that's it. Great. It's a great question.
You see a lot of works, and the works are here primarily Mark Twain and not of any other.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering.
No,
but since they are doing that, it would be great to see you.
My question, too, I guess I would follow up just for my knowledge and the gentleman's knowledge.
Could you give us your name again?
My name is Harlan Adams.
Harlan Adams. Thank you, Harlan.
For Mr. Adams and my information, even though we don't have things on display, and even they may be classified in the rare book room, if you have a particular interest or there's a group that wants to do some sort of project, they can arrange to get access to
that. Absolutely, absolutely. About 99% of the items that are in our actual rare book room, which is a collection of about 40,000 items, those are in our online catalog. So they're marked rare book room, and it tells you right on there, just give us a call and we'll make arrangements for people to view, to see, take a look.
Plus the other thing that is so hard for people to understand is we have, and I've been down there too, I've seen it all, but anyway, the problem we have is we have so many wonderful things, we really don't have the space to display them all. I mean, we can do the milestones of science, and we can do this and that, but there is so much more there. I mean, one example, you have little children. There is one section that they call mechanical books. They're mechanical books. Those are the pop-ups. There's a whole section down there of things like that. We don't even have a place to display it.
Well, I mean, we do bring out collections, you know, for groups. And if you have a group, and this is for anyone, if you have a group that has a particular interest and you wanted to know if we did have something, so for example, Native American treaties, or if it was the works of, we'll say a letter from George Washington or something, we certainly can bring that out. We will arrange, and we have brought in tours. We also have done things when people are in the building and touring, and there is an awareness. And one of my favorite stories, and I apologize to the trustees if you've heard this before, but we have Shakespeare's four first folios. And we had a group of young adult thespians in, and they were rehearsing a play. They purposely came to our site to rehearse their play. It was Shakespeare's As You Like It. And so what we did was one of our rare book librarians literally ran down to the vault, brought up one of the first folios and said, anybody want to see Shakespeare's first folio, the works? And they were all very excited, and I have goosebumps thinking about it, because the librarian said, put your arms out, put it right into their hands. They have continued to this day to still speak about that. And so it's something that we are very proud of, the collection that we have and sharing that information. And we do as much as we can. And we've really moved forward as a result and in support of this board to bring more and more items out through by going through conservation and preservation of these materials, working with the foundation for the casework that is necessary. But the more that we get asked for, the more we just keep bringing out and out and out. So.
And when we had the Chairman's Book Club, which we were discussing a book about the Darwin's Voyage of the Beagle and evolution, we're actually able to tell everybody, you know, just go up the escalator
upstairs and see it.
And see the actual first edition.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Mary Thank Jean, you so much.
And Mary Jean mentioned George Washington. We do have his signature, by the way.
We have a letter.
These are so much better when we have public comment. Thank you.